They were reared up to believe, such as my mother told me, that when you get old enough, which is 17 or 18, no later than 18, you get married and you have a husband that takes care of you and you don't work, you take care of the house and you cook and you have his kids and that's your responsibility. You don't have to worry about anything else.
The girls had a much harder time and they were more to be like confined to what the boys were, sure. It was a small and everybody knew everybody and the gossip.
Boys could go to armed services or they could go to work in the mines and the girls were expected to just get married and start having kids and keeping house for the people who went to the mines and went to the armed services.
It was pounded in our head. And religion is all we knew, really. Work and religion, to be God-fearing and be clean, and that was it.
Same thing every day. Clean house. We always mopped our kitchen every day. And then on Friday, usually Friday was your big day. You cleaned everything on Friday. Getting ready, I guess, for the weekend.
You didn't let the kids out on the front porch or back porch if you didn't want to see their faces all black like the coal miners.
We'd wash and hang out clothes on a clothesline to dry, and they'd get covered in that tip of dust, you know, and you had to wash them again.
I remember we had Venetian blinds, and I hated them because they would cut your fingers. And we'd have to take them down and dip them in the bathtub and then hang them on the line to get them clean. But it would only last about a week.
But our mother didn't seem to mind it. I mean, it just seemed part of the life to her. And she never complained or raised Cain with Dad or anything. And she just loved us children. And she was a good Christian woman and tried to teach us to do the right thing and pray every day.
My mother was the type of woman when we went any place, we had on gloves, we had to be very ladylike, and this was our mother, you know, she was strictly a lady.
Well, like the older women that I can remember, like Philip Water, always called her Ma too, or my mother, so they seemed to keep themselves busy by quilting or something like that, or singing or something. They never let us know that they were really depressed very, very much.
Back then, you know, women didn't have all the freedom they've got nowadays. There's just do what the husband told them to, and that was it. Stay home, cook, wash. Listen to the radio. We finally got a radio.
That camp wasn't like the Worley camp used to be. You never seen those women visiting a lot. Now that Worley, you could stand there on a store porch and see a woman go in one house, and 30 minutes later she come out and she go in another, and it's just all afternoon that way. But you didn't see that, Blue Harry.
I worked one day in the store there after I got married, and my husband worked at the mines, you know. And the guys went up there and told him, "Hey," said, "there's a good-looking woman working down there in the store." He come in and made me quit.
My Aunt Dorothy taught me to crochet, and I learned to crochet real well. I had 9 dresses crocheted for my first son when he was born.
Well, I didn't want to be a miner's girlfriend or wife, because my mother had a rough life. I wouldn't want to live like that. If my husband took me back in the hills or back in some place and said, "You got to carry water and we got to live by oil lamp," I'd say goodbye.
If I was a man or if I was a younger woman, I'd be right up there working in coal mines. I could live my life out down there.